Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Oh, baby, late night lulls. What do we owe this special occasion? Well, as many of you know, the NFL schedule is here, which means week 17 matchups are here, which means it's time to correlate the shit out of our best ball mania teams. We are going to be hopping into a draft. We also have the unveiling of some cool tools Brian has been working on to help you throughout best ball draft season. Let's do it.
He thinks this is a go. Vegas Dave thinks this is a go.
Hot naked girls doing yoga.
What?
Why don't you just win like a man?
Random.org. Type in one for yes, two for no. Let the DFS guys pick for you.
And I'm absolutely begging you not to dupe us. Please don't dupe us.
All right, Brian, it's been a while since we've done an evening show. This used to be around our old time. We used to do what, 8 p.m. on Wednesdays? It feels like old times.
Yeah, I think it was 8 p.m. You're right. It's been a while. We'd have like all dark rooms. I'm like in the bat cave here.
Yeah.
Remember that? Yeah, back in the day.
My parents are in town and I was just telling them. So I think my dad like checks in on my YouTube every once in a while and he goes, oh, Brian, he's like, I like that guy. And then I was telling him the backstory of how Lulz started and how I was like, you had messaged me and I was like, man, I'm going to Japan right now and I'm like a little busy. I don't know if I can commit to a regular show. And then the lockdowns happened and I DM'd you right back and I was like, you know what? Fuck it, dude. Let's do the show. And here we are a few years later.
Yep. I missed your message there. Your private message. Is that going to screw us?
No, yeah. No. That was the test, Brian.
Oh my God. I'm a dummy.
This is one thing to mention too. In addition of all the excitement for the matchups, Underdog has released multiple new tournaments. You know, one of the things we've been asking for a lot is, hey, give us more mid stakes, more single entry, three max stuff. They have the Dalmatian out, $101 single entry. That's awesome. Only 1,080 entrants, and then they have the Bulldog $500 buy-in. And max 12 entries. So love to see the mid stakes and smaller size contests trickling out as well.
Yeah, they're getting more popular, aren't they? It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. Can we fire up a Dalmatian? You know, here's the thing. I don't know if you guys know, but I do have to draft 150 best mall mania teams on stream. And every time I'm on a show where I'm not drafting, it feels like I'm misappropriating my time. So tonight we are going to do a best ball mania team, but I don't know, Brian, I could see us doing a double header on Lulz down the road. We'll mix in some high stakes stuff too.
Sure. Yeah. Usually high stakes. It's the ones we like to lose money at.
And you had a little, you kicked off a little stream today in the afternoon without me. What were you working on?
Yeah. I was showing the auto drafter in beta. Out now with the app, rocked a best ball BBM4.
Yeah. So tell, I know some people obviously tuned in for that. I'll pull up a screen share here. Tell people a little bit about what they are looking at here on the screen with the Sports HUD and the Brick Draft Caddy.
Oh, it's just a smart, smart auto drafter. Like, you know how they have their auto draft pick if you time out?
Yeah.
It's like that, except you can customize it like in a smart way where it's not just total dog shit lineup if you time out or whatever. And I put three different strategies, hero, robust, and zero. They can't, see it when you share, but there's three different sections there. And QB correlations, you know, with or without drafted ones. Like if you have like wide receivers, it correlates to their non-drafted QB. And if you have a QB drafted, it correlates to the players. What else do we got on there? The max.
I was asking, is piss boy a setting? Literally look on the screen, wide receiver strategy, piss yellow. The answer, Joe, is yes.
It really is. And it will that I, so I did that on the stream and it took six straight wide receivers. It won't do that every time though. None of this forces anything except the maximums. It will only take that many players at the position. So you want that to add to 18. Because if it doesn't and you're not paying attention, it will break and then it'll go back to the underdog auto drafter and pick whatever.
Gotcha.
And
so people know, like, how did you define? So like if I select hero tight end, when will I have my first tight end by what round?
Like I said, none of this stuff forces it. It just tries to, within reason, do that draft strategy.
Gotcha.
So it will be, this would be like, it'll, I mean, and also all these stack. So if you do hero tight end and piss yellow, like it, that's wide receivers and a tight end, but like the hero is a one and done basically. So once you get Mark Andrews or something, that bonus goes away. Yeah. Where piss yellow robust, it's the full draft. So like you only want to put your maximum at six or seven top for wide receiver and two. Yeah. So this is the strategy I'm going to use on this draft today. Is this the one close to you, but I'm not going to do zero RB. I'm going to do hero RB as well. I haven't tried that yet.
Yeah.
It's just the reason is because it's, they all stack. So like everyone else is bumped up and you're making the running back negative. So like, it's not going to take running backs.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the first release. Like, so we'll have some other like fail safes and where you can upload. And it's right now, it's just based on the ADP that Underdog provides right on the screen. But
yeah,
eventually we'll do where you can upload, what's it called? Like, you know, your own rankings, ETR's rankings, Osmo's rankings, and we're going to get week 17 and 16 click, you know, cooking soon, hopefully, now that we got the schedule.
And then just, I know you kind of touched on it, but explain what this 25 means here and just kind of like what that sliding scale would do.
So I would move that up to 40 or 50 now. And after playing with it for a little bit, oh, not that one. I thought you were talking about the other one. I'm sorry. So this is, yeah, somewhere around 20 is good. 25 is fine too. That one, yeah, 40 or 50. The QB is like, let's say you take Diggs.
Yeah.
Now it's going to bump up Allen. If you take Allen, it'll bump up Diggs.
So there's a formula that is going to boost the teammates, and the multiplier is based on this sliding scale.
Yeah. So however much you want to do that, however much you think stacking is important, and 25 is pretty high in my experience, but like if you jacked it up to like 80 or 100, like it'll be taking, you know, Khalif, whatever his name is, in like
Dawson Knox in the fourth round, which is, Liam just calls that a regular draft, but in this one, yeah, that would, yeah.
So be careful, but maybe that's what you want. I don't know. The other one is for the same position. Like you don't want two tight ends from the same team, right? Generally speaking. Right.
Yeah.
But you don't want to force it. You know, me and you talked about this a little bit on Discord. Like sometimes you want running backs from the same team. It's not the end of the world if you get a really good deal on it.
Yeah.
And so that's all this is doing, is it basically you're not going to get them unless somebody totally falls right into your draft strategy and minimum maximums and stuff. And it just fits.
Yeah. Brian could change the naming conventions. What Gerard is saying, can you crank purple, which is of course taking a lot of tight ends. That would be the robust tight end strategy here. So you definitely
can we'll change purple. That to crank purple. Yeah. That's fucking funny. I mean, these are going to be so inside baseball. No one's going to know, but like, who cares? I guess
you need a glossary or whatever. And I, for all the,
yeah,
all
we these can put one at the bottom.
Yeah.
Crank purple. I like that. Is there any other ones?
Like maybe that? You could have like a value hound slider where it's like no matter what the position is, if someone's like more than 12 picks past ADP, you're selecting them or something like that, that you slide it on how your tolerance for a value faller.
Huh? Yeah. Okay. So if like, if like whatever guy falls 30% or 30 yeah. spots, like just give me him.
No matter what. Yes.
That type of thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, after we screw around with it and some other people screw around with it, we'll probably come up with some better ideas. But that's the gist of it right now is you create, you have to fiddle around with it till it fits however you want to draft.
And, you know, when we hop in the draft, the other thing too, so you do have with that. So you have the Brick Draft Caddy. We do have the link down below. In addition to that, you have the typical tools that you had from last year, which can load in all of your exposures if you'd like. Basically, there's a full complement of things that you can add in. Right now, I did enter a puppy slow draft here, but we do already have, Brian, fresh out of the oven, the week 16 and week 17 matchups loaded into the draft caddy here for people if they want it for their drafts on desktop.
Yeah, that X should be small. Let's see, you haven't refreshed.
Let's see here. Do you get small X here? So yes, we'll let you get that figured out here in a second. But if you go to the link down below, and if you get the Chrome extension, there is the instructions in the video I linked to. We did it a while back. It's the same steps. And then once you're in there, I'll show this screen here too. You can basically just select which stuff you want to pop up. So right now I have selected week 16 matchups, week 17, and my personal underdog exposures. And as the season goes on, as more projections come out, all of that stuff, you're going to have even more options here from the pre-selected.
Yep.
AJ, is this draft caddy available for mobile or not? Colin says this is boring. I'm blocking you by, if this is boring, why are you here? The other options though, Brian, like last year you ended up having target exposures. Wasn't that like a combination of like mine, Pat Davis's and Herzig's exposures?
That's exactly what it was. Yeah. Regress to a mean.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean, Brian, if you're going to have a cohort of exposures to use, landing on the guy who won Best Ball Mania 3, I mean, that's a pretty good way to do it, I'd say.
Yeah, that's great. I just deleted that, too, because I put yours in there. That's that's all I have for this season.
13 drafts, yeah.
Right, yeah, 15. Yeah. 15, I think you're on 15. And so I'm like, oh, I don't feel comfortable deleting the $2 million lineup, but that was in there.
That's great. So we will have plenty of stuff to do. Hoop says best ball talk in May, get back to DFS shit talk, buddy. You're going to have to wake up, man. DFS is getting swallowed up by best ball. You either join the wave like Brian, or you get swallowed up. I don't know what to tell you, man.
Maybe next week we can talk some DFS.
Can you drop the link to the website? It's literally in the show notes. It's the very first link here. It's what's the best way for them to get to it, Brian?
Brick75.com.
Yeah, Brick75.com. And then there's the Sports HUD.
Yeah, there's like a tab up top. You don't even need to log in to look at the download. But if you do want to sign up, you do have to sign up for the site. That's how it like knows you have an account.
All right. So Brian and I are going to hop into Best Ball Mania draft. And Brian, this is man versus machine, because I am going to get my hand builder hands out here. And Brian, you are going to let God take the wheel, right?
I am. I got 1.2. Pete, I've been getting the influencer bonus.
Wow.
Ever since I passed 6,500 followers on Twitter, I don't know. I've just been getting a lot of ones and twos.
Wait, did you just have a big milestone on Twitter?
I don't know. I'm kidding.
So the other part of this too, when you have the draft caddy, you can see I have this thing up here. You basically go to your exposures page, and once you're here looking at your exposures, if you hit grab exposures, you won't see it on my screen pop up, but it says auto exposure captured. You don't have to upload any CSV, you don't have to do anything of your own once you do the auto exposures. And then if you have that selected from the settings tab, then you're good to go.
Yep.
Okay. All right, Brian, it feels so good. And you know, the thing is, look, am I still going to memorize the week 17 matchups? Absolutely. Absolutely. But right now I got the ultimate cheat sheet. It's all right in front of me, Brian.
Look at the bot took Chase. What a risky.
Wow.
Risky pick.
There you go. The bot knows that Ja'Marr Chase is still the best pick at 1-2.
Is a good football pick.
Here, this would be a very funny slider to add. How do I tell the caddy to snipe other people's stacks? If you had a spite slider, that'd be so good.
Oh, that would be hilarious. That's the only correlation, is to ruin everyone else's stacks.
Yep. All right, man versus machine here. Goodness, I'm already at 20% Cooper Kupp. 20%. Well, guess what?
Wow.
I'm not going to worry about balancing my exposures 13 drafts in. So come on,
you're down, doing. Cooper Kupp. Are you doing the I'm taking Cooper Kupp number one overall to be different thing?
No, I'm just taking him at ADP.
Okay. Okay. Now, I mean, not right now. I mean, in general, to get 20%.
Yes.
Do you remember last year Davis faded Taylor like 100% of the time?
Yeah, and it was throwing off all the target exposures.
Well, and then Taylor had a bad year, so I guarantee he's going back to the well. I wonder if he's going back to the well.
I'm in a dynasty rookie draft right now with Davis, where he's timed out now two out of his three picks, and one of them he had to be reminded by Leone at the last second. I mean, this guy brags about being a dynasty virgin in all of these dynasty $50 drafts, and he can't even get up to make a pick. It's disgusting.
I mean, I could understand dynasty. I'd probably fall asleep too at the wheel, but
no. But Davis like acts like it's part of his personal brand how much he loves these $50 dynasty leagues.
What are you guys playing on?
MyFantasyLeague.com. So bad, man. It's the ancient times.
Yeah, you know what you need for that? A bot.
Yeah, you, Brian, I bet how lucrative would a My Fantasy League bot be? I mean, you would have literally handfuls of people lining up for that.
There'd be at least two.
Yeah. A few bot questions here. Does it automatically take Mitch Trubisky? Is that one of the features, Brian?
That's going to be implemented soon enough. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to take my top 10.
Jacob says, can you program it to take Anthony Richardson 15 picks ahead of ADP? That happens regardless. You don't even need the robots to do that. Can this exclude olds? That would be another very funny slider, Brian. If you just had like a pure age slider of like the bias, you like drop down anyone over the age of 30.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I know all these are jokes, but like once you'll be able to upload your own rankings, just take the old guys out.
Exactly.
Move Trubisky up to number two like he should be.
There is something fun though. I mean, the slider is fun, Brian. It is slider because you're not saying like, look, if Adam Thielen falls 50 picks past ADP, sure, I'd take him, but I'm not taking him otherwise.
It is more fun, but you could just move him down and it's about the same thing, but sure.
This is a good question from Ivan because I had this too. Can you adjust mid-draft? Like if you have zero tight end until Kelsey is gone, like can you change? You can flip the toggle.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah. You can move like if for some reason you get two stud tight ends early, you could drop it down to two. And if you had three, two before, you're like, you don't want another third. You could raise, if you don't think it's getting stacky enough for you, you could raise it up.
Yep.
Yeah. I don't really know what the best system is yet.
Yeah. I don't know if you guys heard, but Tony Pollard is playing the Lions in a dome in week 17. So, you know, holy, we're going to select him.
That, are you guys taking running backs earlier this year? Is that what I'm seeing?
You know, sometimes when in Rome, Tony Pollard.
Wow.
I would honestly say on the whole, the running backs are going a little later this year. This draft feels pretty normal though.
I should switch. Now I'm going to switch. Just go robust RB.
Yeah. Let me put Brian's up here. Brian, are you the people I am going to warn you right now. They're going to come at you for light mode. You know that, right?
Yeah. They already did on my other stream. All right. You animals.
Did you bat them away or, you capitulated?
I will now. I like the way the highlighter works with the stacks better on the other one.
So what is that? Someone mentioned this too, that the autopilot, it's like scrolling.
Jalen Hurts. What it's doing? Yeah, it's reading it because it doesn't have access to any information except what it sees on the screen. So, yeah. Jalen Hurts.
So let's see what happened here. Brian, what did you put your draft caddy setting? Did you put elite quarterback as one of your choices?
This is what am I looking at here? This is what I did this time.
Okay, hero QB, hero running back, piss yellow, and hero tight end. I mean, Brian, you basically just said, let me do the thing that we all want to do in every draft, which is get a really good quarterback, a really good running back, a ton of good wide receivers, and a really good tight end. Like, no shit.
please. Just give me the best players at every position, yeah. Every round.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never done that one before, but we'll see.
Paul, is this supposed to be just like a candid photo of you on the construction site, or is this actually a nod to being a hand builder there with your hard hat on and your avatar? All right, I'm going to be up in the third round. So for the audio listeners, the machine has taken Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Hurts, and Chris Olave. Seems pretty nice. Smart machine. I have started with Cooper Kupp, Tony Pollard, and I'm about to select another running back, either Breece Hall or Ramondre Stevenson. Let's do Breece Hall. I said I wasn't taking him at the 2-3 turn. I did get a DM today, and I will not reveal my source, but I'm going to read you a DM I got. Pete, I have insider info for you on Breece Hall. His sister works for me. Can't disclose how you know or who from, but she said he's 85% healthy as of right now and should be good to go to start minicamp.
Wow.
Wow. There you go.
What was his projection before you received this information?
I mean, honestly, this is about what I assumed, that he's like 85% good to go is what okay. The team has been saying. But it's nice to have it corroborated by, okay. You know, whoever makes like sandwiches for Breece Hall at the facility.
You took two running backs in the first three rounds?
And the machine's pissing yellow and the man's taking running backs. What's going on?
Crazy.
I know.
Are you on some broids? Doing some high T activities?
Are you talking about Elon here? Yeah, I saw Elon Muscular's avatar and I just started taking running backs.
I don't know. Now you got me thinking, Pete. This year, is this the year of the running back?
Yeah, it's time to get into your autopilot settings, Brian, and tell it that you've had a change of heart after
change of heart. Let's start over.
Well, how I am curious, like, because you did basically tell it to accomplish what we all want to accomplish, and right now I would say you're going to get shut out of a hero running back. Like, how is it? Does it know that the further you go down in the draft, the less viable it is to have like an overall construction built around like one early running back?
Nope. Okay. Which is another reason why you don't want to stack like every strategy unless it's like building for how you want it, because then it's not achieving the goal, where if you wanted a hero RB, you would just select that with the correlations, not all of them. Cause then that screws it all up. But I still don't hate it. Because it won't, like, you, it'll still get you a solid RB probably.
Yeah.
At some point where if you selected zero and went the other way with the stacking of all the info, you might like not get an RB till like the 12th round or something.
Yeah. Leone's out here scaring me about DJ Moore. Ben Gretsch is writing Substack posts against DJ Moore. All of my friends making me pass on one of my favorite players.
It's kind of tough to stack him in Fields. Even though I guess you could have just done it, huh?
Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's a, actually, I think it's actually that DJ Moore's ADP is getting propped up by field stackers because his ADP was like a lot lower, but now anyone who takes Fields like in these picks will always take him coming back generally. Although this sick fart did not do that. always fun stumbling across new underdog usernames. Sick fart.
Does it match? I asked this question in my stream today. Does underdog match your badges like a video game? Like it puts you in with other badge bros, or is it all completely random?
Random. Just, I mean, not random in that you and I were trying to get in the same draft at the same time, but yeah, it's random.
Right.
All right. What is your, you see DeAndre Hopkins, you're still pissing.
Going crazy. it's gonna take over the world. It's not doing that on my screen.
It's a lot funner to imagine that Brian is just like hyped up on coke and just like frantically scrolling for all of these picks. Wow, you're getting fudded your D-hop pick there.
Wait, what'd they say?
Said, oof, you took an old, your old slider isn't hitting right. Okay, and Hockenson, so you've accomplished three out of your four slider goals, essentially, so far. It's hard to do, it's almost impossible to do what you want, unless you... You could get a running back here, and this is where I actually would try to think. So the concept of like anchor RB, right, is like you're taking one running back early and then punting kind of the rest.
Right.
But if you're saying, like, if you still build a team where you're like, hey, the Joe Mixon or Dalvin Cook or Damian Pierce or whichever one of these running backs is still available, like, is it likely they're a top five, top six back? Oh, I'm on the clock. Let's stack up Justin Herbert with Mike Williams. Is it likely? No, but you could still build that structure as if you just got a first round value in the sixth round, which I actually think is like a smart way to think about building teams in general.
Yeah. I think I asked it to do the impossible.
Yeah.
You can't do a hero tight end, a hero QB, a hero RB and piss yellow. It's not possible.
For those of you guys, I'm going to get a ton of questions on this. First of all, if you have a bunch of questions about what you're seeing on screen, I do really recommend watching from the top of the video where we walked through all of it. But Brian right now is drafting using his new auto drafter bot based on certain sliders and inputs he's asking it to draft within. And I am just drafting myself, but I do have the draft caddy loaded up so I can see my week 16 matchup, week 17 matchup. And these are my current best ball mania four exposures. Obviously, very small sample size. This is my 14th draft. All of them will be live streamed. These numbers will be more interesting as the year goes on.
I thought of some names for the draft, the auto drafter, as opposed to the draft caddy.
Yeah.
The one I named my stream earlier, the Hand Builder's Nightmare.
Yeah.
Another one I have is the Crane Killer.
The Karain Killer is pretty good. It's like I have the Chasing Karain, and then you're just like, no, the Karain Killer.
And I was thinking something like the Autobot or the Lovebot 5000.
Yeah.
Or how about, since we have the Draft Caddy, it could be the Draft Driver.
Yeah. I mean, if you want to stick with the golf theme and kind of sidestep away from like the more murderous themes, Draft Driver is probably a good one.
We got Cranking Purple and Piss Boys and stuff. We might as well.
Yeah. I mean, let's be honest. Like, anyone who doesn't know what Piss and Yellow is probably not buying your draft tool.
That's probably true. I mean, yeah, there needs to be a glossary for like the 2%. Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah, Chris asking any favorite ones so far. I mean, I do really like that Lions at Cowboys game. Little Saturday night action, December 30th. That one looks really good to me. Any that are jumping out to you right now, Brian?
No, I mean, I know I inputted it all, but I didn't really digest any of it. I was just copying and pasting. I mean, obviously any dome warm weather team.
Yeah.
Is going to stand right out.
Let's see here. I am just going to grab, Tyler Lockett. Yeah. So some other ones here. Let me pull this up again real quick. So Dolphins at Ravens is fun because that was that game that shot out massively last year. It was like week three or four. It was like a 47-40 game or whatever. That looks nice. Titans, Texans. Everyone's already super excited about Derrick Henry on the road versus the Texans. Do you know which one is sneaky? Raiders at Colts. You're getting the dome game. You're going to have two bad defenses. That one feels like it could get out of hand in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. So what, Anthony Richardson in the second round, you're saying?
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Anthony Richardson, drive him up your draft boards because he's at home versus the Raiders in week 17. Honestly, this Jets-Browns game looks so gross, man. You're getting the Thursday game on the short week outdoors in Cleveland in December. Two teams. I mean, the Jets have a really good defense. That looks like one of the grossest matchups. Really sucks for Paul, you know, taking Tyler Conklin ahead of me on a stream the other day when they have such an awful week 17 matchup.
Okay. I took Conklin on my stream today and everyone was talking about it. And that now that makes a lot more sense.
That was making the rounds.
Because I took Conklin. Conklin was like a double stack and I took him at like one, I don't know what his draft is, but like 20 picks early.
Yeah.
And then they started talking about,
Brian, your draft bot just did exactly what I was describing with like, so Dalvin Cook, right? When there was no concerns about Dalvin Cook, he was a first or second round pick. Right now there's lots of chatter that he might not end up on the team or whatever, but like your draft caddy is doing what you told it to do. Because he is one of these guys in this range who, if things break right and he's just the starting quarterback for the Vikings, like he's going to be a pretty big value.
Well, okay then. Oh, that's right, yeah. Okay. I did need a running back too.
Can I just tell you how good this feels to be back right now, Brian? I'm about to select Deontay Johnson at ADP, who just happens to be in a week 17 shootout with Tyler Lockett, who I just took. A little mini correlation at ADP. We are so back. It feels so good, Brian.
At Seattle.
Yeah. The tilt heard around the world. Yes. I did post a clip on my Twitter. If you guys haven't seen that, it was on Splash Play. What was it? Tuesday. Paul sniped me and Tyler Conklin 20 picks ahead. And I really lost my mind in a way that I regretted after the fact. Did I celebrate it with a clip? Absolutely. But do I still feel gross about it? I do.
I need some more correlation here. Need some more correlation.
Yeah, get in that slider, buddy.
I'm thinking about it.
Rob saying, I've been listening to Mike Shope since the 90s. Yeah, so I've been doing my best ball after darks. A lot of you guys know Mike from fantasy. A lot of people know him as a Buffalo Bills radio personality. I'm going to do best ball after dark with him on Saturday night at 9 p.m. He had actually reached out to me about doing a show, talking about hosting, about fantasy football. I said, hey, let's do best ball after dark. So anyone who's a YouTube member on my channel, you guys can get access to those shows. I've had a lot of fun with those. Did one with Leone. I've done one with Liam, Hope Bishop, Daigle. We'll get Brian in there for a best ball after dark sometime, because who knows what kind of things will come out of Brian's mouth when it's just for the YouTube members.
Are you and this guy's just doing this one show?
Yeah, I've just been doing them one-offs. And we also don't want to explicitly say it, yes, because you know things can happen, but we do have our LOL show planned for next Thursday. We'll be back at our afternoon time at 1:30. You guys will be you'll be very interested and excited about that show. I'll say that.
Yeah. Yeah. And we should have another good one, hopefully in a couple weeks too, that we can talk about, but
I don't even know what you're talking about. Yeah. Oh yes. Now I do. Yeah, yes, okay. I do. You're right. We're about to rip off. Like the thing is, I kept saying we're going to need to draft on these shows, but we got some fun guests lined up.
Yeah. We'll get them in. We'll get them in there.
Yeah. This is my other favorite part about the slider. Now, obviously I took Mike Williams, so I had to go out and get Herbert on my own. But now that I have Herbert, it highlights for me any of the Chargers here. So I see Quentin Johnson, 4 picks past ADP, get my double stack with my quarterback, Justin Herbert, and we're cooking.
It's a very, I don't know, like it's just an ABC, not ABC. Just like a very GTO style for you right here. Just plugging away, getting your guys, it's easy stacks.
Yeah. Joe, you're killing me with all the questions that are just always explained on the screen. It look right below your chat, right there on the scrolling ticker. Yeah, I imagine Mike and I will draft it, but After Dark's not tomorrow. I'm taking Friday off. It's going to be Saturday at 9. If I misspoke and said Friday, I meant Saturday. All right, Brian, you just took Michael Thomas. Now you are getting all the dusty veterans. Just
holy cow, just yeah.
Scooping them up.
See, that's not my fault, though. This is because you people are raising the ADPs of these old guys.
Yeah.
It is setting up for Carr or Cousins nicely.
Hmm.
At some point. I don't know what their draft numbers are, though. So it definitely shouldn't take Madison here. Okay, it didn't.
Okay, it takes Rashad White there. So, yeah, you now have two running backs. And was White a little bit past ADP? You got him at what, pick 98?
His ADP is 77.
Yeah. Wait, oh, so you got a nice, oh, wow. Yeah, you got a nice, holy cow. How did he fall 20 picks past ADP? Got it. Yeah, Brian, your bot is having a nice draft.
I don't know. I like your team better.
Oh, my God. If I get to correlate my tight end at a position in need with Breece Hall in week 17, I know I just FUDded that game, but the way I see it now, I see it kind of differently now. And, you know, it's Breece Hall out there in the snow in Cleveland. And then you just got David Njoku on the comeback. Just Breece Hall and David Njoku. An epic back and forth, just putting up points.
How high, if you ever used the auto drafter, I know you're a hand builder, Pete, but if you ever used the auto drafter, how high would you put that week 17 correlation slider?
Well, I do. This is what I'm going to do. Obviously, I will not use the slider or the draft bot on any Best Ball Manias because I'm going to draft those on stream. But these puppies, man, I want to go in and experiment with the puppies. And I want to see what happens if I, you know, Spinal Tap, crank this up to 11, see how it goes. We'll mess around a little bit. I'm looking forward to it.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, if you jack it up too high, it's going to be taking week 17 over even like QB wide receiver.
Dude, maybe we should just, you know how like there's a corner of Twitter who like pushes back on the week 17 stuff. And it's basically because they've like manufactured these straw men in their heads that we're all taking like correlation, like 6 rounds ahead of ADP, you know, just to like get the correlation. It's like, no, we're all actually just still drafting within ADP and kind of using correlation as a tiebreaker. I do think I should do a puppy draft that is just so ramped up week 17 and post that screenshot just to give those guys some fodder to be like, these idiots, man, they don't even care about ADP. All they care about is correlating. Look at this team. I think I need to toss them a bone.
The, yeah, I mean, I don't know about, I don't know how much it matters, but it clearly matters.
Yeah.
saying it like doesn't matter at all is just wrong.
And I mean, I don't know if you, it doesn't strike me as something you would read, but maybe it would. Did you read Leone's Big Best Ball Manifesto on ETR?
No, but I listened to some pods and stuff. And I listened to his pod today. I haven't actually looked at the writing though.
Yeah, you should. I think you would. I think you'd enjoy reading it. But a lot of his data, like, backed up how it's so valuable, or at least how it was last year.
Okay.
All right, Tyler, will you remind me to do this? I'm not going to do this during the draft, but will you remind me to watch the Titans schedule release on stream? We can do that at the end. Don't let me forget.
Sure. Why am I the perfect guest for this? It sounds more like a kitchen thing.
I know. All right, what do we want to do here? Do we have any kind of correlation going on? I could do Rodgers with Breece Hall, but I told you I don't really like that game environment other than David Njoku and Breece Hall. I think we're just going to take AJ Dillon here in a dome versus Minnesota.
I think you should get your T levels checked.
Because I've taken three running backs through 115.
They're off the charts. I saw someone took Cousins right before my last pick.
Yeah.
Still more wide receivers, but that should be it. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay, here's a question for you. Do you think this is enough wide I have 7. Never mind. I guess I get one more. But would you say this is enough wide receivers here on my team?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5 through the first 95. I think you could get to 7 on this team.
Yeah. Okay.
To me, this is a classic 2-7-7-2 build. Two quarterbacks, two tight ends, 7 running backs, 7 wide receivers.
That's what I have it set for.
The other reason I think that works too, Brian, and one of the pitfalls, I think, honestly, of zero RB is that it kind of makes it really hard to get that second stack with your second quarterback, right? Like, obviously, if you draft the quarterback based on the wide receivers you've already drafted, sure, it could just work out. But if you, like, get shut out, and then you just draft another quarterback and you're looking to like backdoor stack them. Like say you take one of the rookie quarterbacks, you're going to want to have one more pass catcher or tight end to at least get a stack with one of them, you know?
Yeah.
Wow. Right. Roll the damn clip. Sky Moore. Wow.
This is entirely ADP dependent here. It has to be.
I'm sure.
Because he's not filling any stacks for me.
Yeah, I mean, I think, yeah, I guess, yeah, you got a little bit of time on.
Yeah, there's not much you can fill with Hurts, is there?
No.
Because Smith's gone, Brown's gone.
Let's see.
Goddard's gone, Swift's gone.
We're going to take Jonathan Mingo. A little more rookie gone. Chasing here. All right, I do forget to service the audio listeners. This I've been posting my drafts on my In a Vacuum podcast feed. This will be up on the Lulz podcast feed. I will be the first to admit, Brian and I have not done a good job servicing the audio listeners tonight for the draft board. So I'm going to recap our teams so far here through 11 rounds. I have Cooper Kupp, Tony Pollard, Breece Hall, Mike Williams, Justin Herbert, Tyler Lockett, Deontay Johnson, Quentin Johnston, David Njoku, AJ Dillon, and Jonathan Mingo. Brian's bot has Ja'Marr Chase, Jalen Hurts, Chris Olave, DeAndre Hopkins, TJ Hawkinson, Dalvin Cook, Mike Evans, Michael Thomas, Rashad White, Darnell Mooney, and Sky Moore. Let us know in the chat, in the comments, who is winning this draft, man or machine?
You see Justin's comment there? This is a question. Did Leone answer that in his manifesto at all? Do you know?
How far are you willing to reach on ADP to stack your second QB? So I'll just say how I feel about this from my gut with no data to back it up. I don't want to be reaching a ton. And one of the things I start to do And I think I mentioned this on another stream, is some of my picks, I break ties in favor of the players whose quarterback has not been taken yet. You know, so like if I'm looking at two tight ends, say I've been boxed out a quarterback and I'm looking at David Njoku and Pat Freiermuth, who both go in the same range. Deshaun Watson's already off the board. Those guys have the same ADP. I'm going to take Freiermuth because I know Kenny Pickett's going to be available later. And so I like to build out stacking options to basically say, hey, I'm still going to prioritize stacking, but I'm not going to like reach three rounds just to do it. I would say if I had to put a number on it, I don't like reaching more than around maybe 12 to 15 picks for a quarterback. I think beyond that, I start to feel pretty gross about it.
That seems about right. The I think it also matters like round, like the higher the round, the more you could reach. That might be wrong, but that's what my gut tells me, Pete, is like, if you got a guy who's like 190th or something, yeah, you know, taking him at 165 or something, it's like not that big of a deal. If you have a guy who's 25th and you take him at 10th or something, well, that's quite a big deal.
Yeah.
You know, or 12 slots early is a lot different than 20 slots late. Especially this time of the year, because these rankings are going to completely change. Well, not completely change, but they will change, especially late. Like, what's the deal with Kareem Hunt? I've been getting him a lot lately. Is he realistically going to sign with the team and be productive?
So it's been very quiet on the Kareem Hunt front. It's a little bit of a gross situation because the team has basically come out and said they've kind of like moved on, that he lost a step last year, and it doesn't seem like there's been much of a market for him. So it's a bit of a weird spot here.
DJ Shark. But anyways, not Kareem Hunt, really, but Kareem Hunt in his prime or something, it was in this situation, and he wasn't signed with a team. Like, he would move up like 100 spots as soon as he signed with a team, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like a player like that.
Well, that's a good point. I mean, Jerick McKinnon, who just came off the board here at, what, pick 140, he was going undrafted in some drafts before he re-signed with KC. Signs with KC and immediately shoots up 60 some picks.
Right.
So that stuff does happen. All right. You're 143 for Kyler. That was a value hound for you, right?
Well, and it's stacked with an old man stack.
Dude, you're having a nice draft. You're having a nice draft. I would have maybe have kicked my can down the road at wide receiver 7 a little bit more, and because this is kind of a nice spot for running backs here in the 11th round. That's one thing
that's why I like doing the piss yellow max 6.
Yeah. But the problem is, it's not that the 7 is bad. It's just, if you think about the draft capital you're spending, you'd want to have that 7th one probably have a little less draft capital.
Yeah.
And it's just a thing where the 0 RB targets historically, for whatever reason, rounds like 10 through 12 is just always a sweet spot for that.
Yeah. This is what I was asking you on Discord. The problem is, like, for a strategy, it's kind of hard because 0 RB and piss yellow, like, that's not really what they're doing, right? They're not like definitely going to take no running backs until the 9th round or later, right? Like, if a guy falls to you, you take him, you know, and maybe a stack shows up and you want to, and you take a wide receiver and you take whatever running back for whatever reason, just because the draft plans out that way. So like when you do a piss yellow draft strategy on the app anyways, it doesn't care about that, right? It just cares about wide receivers.
Exactly. Yeah.
So,
but I think that's where I do think the bot can get in trouble too, because, you know, one of the thing that Karain's described, and it's helped me visualize drafts, is you think about it like an auction budget. And he uses the example, if you have, you know, a $200 budget and you spend $100 on Christian McCaffrey and Austin Eckler, you're not going to spend more than a dollar or two on the rest of the running backs in your draft. And so in your analogy here, you used like $135 of your wide receivers. You want to use the $7 on a running back and have your last wide receiver be a dollar. And so I'm saying, like, you use $7 on Sky there, and that seven probably should have been used on a running back because it's your weakest spot in your lineup so far through the draft.
Yeah, certainly. Like that, but the problem is, well, I mean, that can be fixed in the auto drafter. It's just like all I'm saying is that, like, a true zero RB strategy and a true wide receiver piss yellow strategy would bypass those things and just take the wide receiver. You know, first of all, I would never have gotten to that point if I got rid of the other zero bonuses and stuff, if I just left those with no preference.
Yeah.
It would have just taken almost all wide receivers right off the bat, and I would have been done with it. So, like, that's truly what piss yellow is when you get yellow 6-7 times in a row right off the bat. That's what piss yellow is, right? Like,
exactly.
By, like, the dictionary definition. Now, like, you shouldn't do that always because players fall, but so, like, it's kind of hard to, like, you know, like, put that on there and then go, yeah, but, you know, sometimes, you know, you want, well, like, yeah, of course, sometimes you want to do it, but it's a bot. It's not.
No. That's what I guess the question, can you, and a lot of it depends how people use it, right? Like, if you were monitoring it and you kind of knew now how it operates, could you theoretically, like, toggle off there, make the running back selection instead of Sky Moore, and then just toggle it back on, stuff like that?
Yeah. If you expand the bottom left draft caddy, you could see there's just a toggle off button.
Do you know where I legit think I now have so many times where I'm like, I get pulled away from my desk. You know, I need to go do something with April and stuff. Like, you're in a draft and you're drafted, and then you're like, shit, I got to go. And then turn on the autopilot, so you're not just getting drafted best player available or whatever.
I said, like, almost the exact same thing on my stream earlier. It's like, what if someone's like, oh, your food's here early or something. You're like, oh shit, you got to go, you know. What, that wouldn't take that long, but if it was your pick, like, you can't have your pick.
Yeah.
Or your pick comes up, maybe it goes faster, or you have to leave the house for some reason. Someone knocks on your door, someone shows up at your house, whatever. There's a million reasons why you just want it as a backup plan. And also, it doesn't cost any extra. It's the same price for the app. It just comes with it now.
Yeah, what is the price point for people who are interested in checking it out? And do you still have are you doing the trial thing?
Yeah, it's 2-day free trial, $25.
Nice. $25 a month is the base price, right?
Yeah, base price, premium price, all the, it's only $25 a month. Wow. Yeah. And PayPal only, the only option.
Did you say you're not going to accept Dogecoin and digital central bank currency?
Oh God, definitely not accepting digital. Well, actually, I guess I could and then immediately sell it. But by then, we'll all be in the pods.
Here you go. I'm reaching for correlation. I set up my big Carolina double stack, Bryce Young rookie to Mingo and Shark Week, and then bring it back with a little Tank Bigsby, Jags, Panthers, week 17. Oh, it feels good to correlate, Brian.
I can't wait to get that on the bot. Get those week 16, 17 correlations humming.
Oh, yeah. I bet. Andrew says, do we get Davis's exposures? I assume those will be made available again if Davis plays ball, right?
He's playing. Yeah, I'm sure he'll give it to me. Yeah.
I mean, how many, I take it he's not paying you for all these Star Wars podcasts on his Patreon feed. He owes you, right?
Yeah. He's not paying me at all.
Dude, do you know what would be just an incredible prank for you to do, Brian, to record, like, set up a StreamYard thing and be like, hey Davis, can we just, like, have a little chat? And he, like, pops in, and so you're recording, you're like, so I'm going to need to start charging you for my appearances talking about the fucking Mandalorian, and, like, you negotiating what your per show fee will be with Davis would just be so good.
No, he would freak out. Like, I'm not paying you.
No, dude, I bet if you, like, made it very reasonable, like, if you're like, dude, I just want $25 a show, man. Like, you know, just, like, I got to respect my time. And, like, I've been really thinking about it a lot. Like, there's a lot of these other Star Wars heads that, like, want me to come on their shows now.
Yeah.
Sean pointing out, yeah, I had this thing. It must not have refreshed for me.
I'll look at it in a second. We didn't have so much time.
All right. So you now are. So this is where the bot, I think, struggles a little bit. Gainwell is a sick pick there. Keontae Ingram is pretty much free in drafts, and he now goes here in the 15th round.
Yeah, that's because he's on Arizona.
Yeah, no, I know.
What's his ADP?
It's 215. A lot of people are excited about Derrick Henry versus the Texans in week 17, but the real ones know it's actually going to be Tajay Spears against the Texans.
Let's check this week 17 nonsense. That looks right to me.
Is it just not refreshed on mine? Is it correct on yours? Van Jefferson. Type in Jefferson.
Let me reopen it. Reload it to the site. Oops. Yeah.
All right, so I've taken a couple rookie running backs here in back-to-back rounds, Tank Bigsby and Tajay Spears. I'm at a 2-5-7-1 build. I got Chargers double stack, Panthers double stack. Did someone take my Marvin Mims? Man. Wow. That was going to be my bring back. That was going to be my Justin Herbert bring back, and you ruined it.
All right,
Brian. I will say, like, though, Brian, even though I'm like, it was Tater Salad, 3369 took my Marvin Mims. Even though, like, I'm like taking Keontae Ingram there is early, like, it's not even that insane, just based on how low probability hits all of these late picks are. And I'm also just thinking through, like, you're probably gonna end up with some really unique teams because the majority of the field is still skewing very close toward ADP in these ranges. And you're probably gonna end up with like a pretty diversified, like combos in your 15 through 18 picks because it is really pushing up correlation. So you're going to probably have a lot of players who aren't taken in a lot of drafts, which is an advantage in and of itself. And then you're going to have combos of players that no one else has because most people are living within the same pocket. So as long as it doesn't get too off the rails, it seems pretty good.
Well, I hit it at 25% and I just dropped it to 16. I think like 16, 18, it's not taking them. But also, this is without the other correlations that we're going to add, 16, week 16, week 17, stuff like that. And so you add those in, and it's probably not taking them.
Yeah. Let's see here. Wait. I mean, I know they drafted Dalton Kincaid, but Dawson Knox at pick 187 seems completely fine. And how am I going to get to week 17 with my Chargers stack unless, you know, this Bills game isn't going off? Seems like an easy click.
Well, hopefully I had the right team in there for the Chargers.
No, I think you had it right for the week 16. All right, Brian. I'm excited to see how your bot lands the plane here on this team. So far, yeah, you're at a 2-4-7-2 build.
At this point, it's probably just going top RBs left.
Yeah, you need three running backs to finish. So yeah, it will be interesting. Does it take Leonard Fournette here for you?
Yeah, it will if he's the highest ADP.
Or let me go to yours. Oh, you're on a different screen.
I am.
Oh, your shared screen in the hopper.
Okay.
There is you this. Go. Oh, here you go. Oh, yeah, here it goes.
Oh, yeah.
Leonard Fournette.
Yeah, and at this point, it's just going to take the top ranked RBs. Because all the correlations are pretty much done that it could do.
Right.
All the positions are filled.
the poor Brian put the poor bot in a corner, and now all it can do is just take BPA.
Yeah, I think with the extra correlations though, it's gonna be fine.
I mean, I think it's a good team. You got. The nice thing that one thing that I'm impressed about is I wasn't sure how much the positional selections that you made for like the strategies, how much that would kind of dismiss value, but it's done a really good job of just scooping the fallers and then like getting back to like the optimal construction within that.
It's really how you customize it. I'm not sure what the best way to do it is yet.
So
I think is too much though. I think you can't do the three heroes in piss yellow. It just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah. And again, like I honestly think you could have salvaged it if this Sky Moore pick was one of these running backs, like Eli Mitchell, Herbert, Kendre Miller, Roshan, like getting some nice upside there at running back.
Yeah. That would have been probably best to like take down one of the heroes, maybe two of the heroes, and then go six wide receivers, do true piss yellow.
Yeah.
Then it would have played out.
All right, everybody. I've seen it loud and cleared. I know Tim Patrick was courtside with Russell Wilson at the Nuggets game the other night. He's clearly the new Broncos wide receiver one, and I need him for my bring back here. I do.
Feels like you already have these week 17 memorized.
You know, I might just, it might be that I'm staring at the matchups in a draft caddy.
do you like go back to your team on the right there and memorize that?
Brian, you want me to reveal my secrets? I mean, I'm an open book, but if I reveal all my week 17 parlor tricks, I mean, come on. Yeah. We got one more pick here heading into the final round. I should mention, as I'm doing with all of my streamed best ball drafts. So if you guys haven't heard, I'm streaming all 150 of them across any shows, channels, wherever I do them. And I'm also doing a giveaway because I'm trying to get my channel to 15,000 subs. I said enough already with these plateaued sub counts. Let's juice these numbers up. And to incentivize you guys, I'm going to do a $1,500 giveaway when I hit 15K subs. And every time you leave a comment after a stream on the video, that will serve as an entry into the contest. So if I end up doing, say, 80 streams with my 150 drafts, you could theoretically have 80 entries into that giveaway. So the more comments you leave, the more entries you get. Have been enjoying reading through and replying to all of your comments. I think I've almost replied to every single comment I have received, which I don't know if I'm going to be able to keep up that pace, but I'm going to try. So when this is over, those of you who want to get entered in the giveaway, leave a comment and also subscribe to both of our channels and go check out Brian's stream from earlier today. I got to check that out. Him debuting the first demo of the draft driver, the Karain killer, if you will. That's over on your YouTube channel, which we got linked down below.
I'm almost at 2,000 subs on YouTube, Pete.
2K. Let's get Brian. Brian said he's going to give $1 million to a commenter when he hits 2K subs.
I'm only a few away.
There you go.
Let me look. I have 1999. I'm one away.
Wow.
From 2,000 subs.
It's incredible. Get there. Let's get him there. All right. I have one more pick. So it's going to be a running back pick. I didn't end up doing. So the Rams play the Giants. I didn't do any mini correlations with Cooper Kupp, but I might just do a team correlation here. Zach Evans, didn't spend a lot of draft capital on him, but getting a little bit of buzz. They traded up to get him. Kyren Williams on the depth chart, I think, kind of sucks. So I think he could be one Cam Akers injury away from being relevant. Week 17, Zach Evans and Cooper Kupp scoring all the points for the Rams. Easy game.
I've been taking those guys too. They've been following me. Sharp, Spears. Wasn't that Bigsby guy? Wasn't he like not ranked just like a day ago?
No, he was getting drafted in the big boards and Best Ball Mania. Wait, Brandon has 4K subs on your gardening channel? Bro, it's incredible.
Deuce Vaughn. I've been getting him a lot too. And Kareem Hunt.
So Deuce Vaughn, Brian, is, I think, literally the smallest player to ever be in the NFL. He's going to break in half.
Smaller than Work Done?
Brian having massive exposure to Deuce Vaughn.
Work Done was 5'9", 180.
Look up Deuce.
I am 5'5", 180. So, hey. What was Garrett Wolf size?
This sounds just like a guy you're making up.
Airwolf? NIU? 5'7", 171. He was pretty much smaller. Very close, though.
Yeah. I can't read what this person's name is, but he says 300 people watching live and 60 likes. It is unacceptable. You know what? I've been so hot to trot on getting subs and comments that I've completely neglected the like button. And sometimes, Brian, I would even encourage them to smash it, just to, and not even just click it, but to absolutely smash it.
I would say,
wait, did you just get 2K from that, Brian? Was it that easy?
Did I?
I mean, that's what he's saying.
I am. Wow.
Let's see. I'm trying to think. What do I have to celebrate here? Dance pop music, bounce around music. Come on, pick it up. We're trying to decide. I need the audio equivalent of streamers coming down. There it is. On Best Ball Breakfast, we feed the ducks. On Lulz, we celebrate subscriber milestones with dance pop. Brian, what do you say to all the DFS bro skeptics who are like, you guys are talking about best ball in May? What do they want us doing? Do they want me talking about MLB DFS, XFL DFS? What do they want from us?
It's always interesting when somebody's getting something for free to like come in and direct how you do it.
The guy I blocked, I think, is a regular commenter too, but I just had no patience for him saying it was boring. I've been losing my cool a lot lately.
This is boring.
This yeah, is boring. Someone, then get the fuck out of here. Yeah, you're boring. I'd probably fall asleep having a beer with you, and you're telling me my show's boring? Get out of here.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you. Someone told me that I needed to do this. We're gonna watch this.
Okay.
Oh, wow. All right. Okay, this actually looks pretty fun. All right. We're going to have to kill the dance pop for this, I think.
Oh, no.
I'm sorry, Brian.
Yeah.
I know you were vibing to that hard. Okay, here it is. We asked people on Broadway to help with our 2023 schedule release. If David Kitchen isn't in this video, I'm going to be so disappointed.
What the f*** is that?
Come on. Why are we
St. Louis Rams?
Why is this?
Ever since Elon bought Twitter, Twitter's gone so downhill.
hang on one second here. I gotta figure out why this is being shitty. What the hell, dude?
St. Louis Rams.
Oh.
All right, I'm losing my mind. Why is this video glitching?
Do you want me to try?
I'm going to try once more here.
There it goes. Just leave it like that and press the volume up.
All right, can you hear it?
Yeah, dude, it still fucks up.
Hang on. I'm going to do something. This is unacceptable. Don't worry. I have an idea. I'm just taking matters into my own hands, and I'm downloading this to my computer, and then I'm going to upload it.
Bro, ever since Elon bought Twitter.
I couldn't watch videos. I had asked you a question. I said, what do you tell the DFS bros who hate that best ball is taking over?
Well, they're not gonna be able to win for much longer anyway, so they're not gonna be able to best ball.
There you go. All right, I have it downloaded locally. We should be good.
Right. What the f- is that? St. Louis Rams.
Oh, that's just the football logo.
The Boston Bobcats. No idea. No idea.
Cowboys. Yeah.
Baltimore Orioles.
This one is the Red Stallions. Aha.
49ers,
69ers, 49ers,
no!
Stars. It's a Pirates from the islands of the Caribbean.
Chester Cheeto.
Tigers, North Carolina Tigers.
Texas. That's the Cowboys. That's the Cowboys. Texas. Got that.
Yeah. Woo!
Atlanta.
That's
Florida.
Florida Dolphins.
Oh, Texans.
Eagles.
Pittsburgh.
Who's that? Bulls? Who? Patriots? That's the Patriots logo.
It actually does not exist.
That is Nashville, Tennessee.
Tennessee Titans. Wait, what? Yeah. Awesome. Oh man, what do you think the average BAC level was of each one of those interviewees?
Oh god. 1.1 or 0.11, whatever, however that works.
Have you ever been to Nashville, Brian?
What's that?
Have you ever been to Nashville?
I don't think so.
Okay.
That did look kind of fun though.
Cause the times I've been to Nashville have been for, the Roto Grinders parties. If you ditch Davis doing Mandalorian podcasts, and maybe you do a podcast for Dan Bach once a week during the NFL season, you could get invited, and then you could be a drunken tourist.
All for a trip Nashville. To Tennessee that I don't want and could pay for myself.
DraftKings. Brian actually turned down not only a trip to go truffle hunting in Italy, but also a trip to Radio City Music Hall.
But I got
all
nice
right
watch.
Here. All right, the chat is getting a little too horny from that video, guys. Just everybody.
Yeah,
just
there was some details in that.
All right, Brian, this was fun. I'm excited to keep messing around with the Draft Caddy. Where can people, if people have questions, Brian, do you offer one-on-one tech support? What do they need to do?
I'll put my cell phone in the chat here. Yeah. Discord. My Discord. Or DM me.
Yeah.
On Twitter. I know it's going to happen because it always does. Hey. But the install is probably the hardest thing because the Chrome store is a bitch to get on, but we're going to try again to get on there, but it is on the Mozilla store. So you don't need to do any of the install stuff. You just go and the link is in, will be on my site. I have to update it.
Yeah. I literally did it today because I hadn't used it in forever. So I just re-downloaded it and I just followed the instructions on brick75.com. It's just right here. You download, I use Chrome. So I download it and then you just follow it. You're unpacking the extension. You're going into developer mode in the extensions. You load the unpacked folder and you're good to go. You make sure it's up here on your extension bar. Sometimes you might have it hidden and you need to select it to be seen.
Yeah.
And then you're good to go.
Yeah. For people who've never used extensions, that's kind of tricky, I guess. It's in that little hammer looking logo at the top right of your Chrome. That's your extensions.
If you have questions, you can hit us up in the Discord or whatever. Brian felt so good correlating week 17 matchups.
I bet.
It really did.
You must have been lost these last 3-4 weeks.
I know. I mean, I was just having to take the best players. I was having to grind film and not just let a schedule, determine my selections for me.
What if your winning lineup is going to be from before today, the ones you drafted early?
I will say it was like surreal. Even the underdog main account the other day, like from the underdog fantasy account was like, who from the Bengals Chiefs game is going to win somebody $3 million this year or whatever, to like have the main account acknowledging how important week 17 correlation is to winning their tournament a year after everyone wanted to dismiss that it was actually something you wanted to be optimizing for. We've come a long way, I should say, Brian.
What would you have done if Leone's research showed the opposite?
What's the Homer Simpson gif into the bushes? the whole funny thing about this was, I remember, and I mentioned this once last year, this was it was the summer of Best Ball Mania 2, and you hadn't like done anything best ball. And I remember asking you, I was just like, look at this tournament structure. Like, do you see any edges? What comes to mind? And you're like, what's going on in week 17 in the playoffs? Who's playing each other? Where are their game environments? What's indoors? What's outdoors? And so like in a few seconds, you identified what ended up being a major talking point multiple years later. So I will give you your kudos for being ahead of the curve on that.
I told you I solved best ball. And
you did.
30 seconds.
But why didn't you win the $2 million like Karain then if you solved it?
If they would have played the last game, I would have won.
you had all those bill stacks. All right. Guys, I know you wanted me to do more drafts. I'm an old man. It was hard enough getting up for the stream at 9:30. I'm running on fumes on sleep. April's been a little sick.
Just enter one, turn on the auto drafter and go to bed.
That's right. You're right. I am going to do it. That's how I get my fix. Just knowing while I'm sleeping that I'm drafting. That is comforting.
Lay down, you open your phone just to look and see what happened.
Yeah. You know what? Screw it, Brian. I am going to announce our show next week because I want to lock him into it and have everyone hound him if he wiggles out. I don't think he is, but Hoop formerly of Run Pure Sports is going to be coming on the show. He had a post yesterday, I think kind of an official post saying he's now separated business-wise from Run Pure. He's going to come on the show and we're going to ask him a bunch of questions. So if you've been wondering what's going on with the Run Pure drama, we do lulls every single Thursday at 1:30 p.m. Eastern, except today because we flexed it. But we'll be back next Thursday, 1:30 p.m., the exclusive interview with Hoop, what went down at Run Pure Sports. We'll do that then. For Brian, I'm Pete. See you then.
Thank you. Springtime savings are in full bloom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.